Okay, all right, folks. Welcome back to yet another episode of PathQuest, where we run the series of AP and BI podcasts for almost a year now. And today's topic is From Chaos to Control, Mastering Accounts Payable Management, where we unravel the intricacies of one of the most critical yet often overlooked functions in business. In this podcast, we embark on a journey through the maze of AP, navigating the turbulent waters of invoices, payments, and vendor relationships to emerge victoriously at the shores of efficiency and control. Join us as we dive deep into strategies, best practices, and real-world insights to transform the chaos of AP into a well-oiled machine of financial management. Whether you are a seasoned professional seeking optimization or a newcomer navigating the AP landscape, prepare to unlock the secrets to mastering accounts payable and revolutionize your approach to financial control. We have with us Joey Medansky, Regional Director of Business Development and an expert with 10 plus years of experience in the accounting industry, with a deep understanding of the transformative power of AP automation. Welcome, Joey.
Amit, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, as always, and discuss this game-changing aspect of accounts payable and automation of AP with you and everyone else that's listening. Very excited.
Oh, nice. Now, before we get into talk further on AP and AP operation stuff, let's hear it from everybody. Where is everyone from? What country, what city, and what brought you here? If there is anything specific you want us to talk about, if you've got any questions, mention those in the comments. As such, at the end of the podcast, we'll open up for questions. So you can ask then, or you can mention in the comments while we are doing the podcast. Okay. Now imagine stepping into the bustling accounts payable department of a company in the 1980s. It's like entering a time capsule with desks cluttered with stacks of invoices, employees painstakingly inputting data by hand, and the perpetual dance of paperwork from a desk to another. This scene was the norm not too long ago, a testament to the manual grind that defined accounts payable. But fast forward to today, and you'll witness a remarkable transformation. Technological advancements have swept through the realm of accounts payable like a gust of innovation, reshaping practices once considered immutable. What once demanded hours of manual work can now be achieved with easy clicks off a button. So how did this seismic shift come to pass?
Yeah. And, in the early days, accounts payable AP was a manual process, right? Through and through. So invoices arrived via mail, not even email yet, were sorted, stamped, and then meticulously entered into ledgers by hand. It was a tedious and time-consuming process, right? And it's prone to errors, delays, etc. But then came the era of computers. We started having emails. Suddenly, businesses had the ability to digitize the records and streamline their processes. Spreadsheets became the new ledger. Data entry became a bit less cumbersome. However, the core of accounts payable remained largely manual.
Yeah, but did automation transform AP through invoice scanning, electronic invoicing, and AI integration, enhancing efficiency in 21st century?
Well, today we find ourselves kind of in an era of fully automated accounts payable. At least I'd like to believe that. And, thanks to software platforms like PathQuest AP, for instance, businesses can now streamline their entire AP process from start to finish. So invoices are received electronically, automatically matched with purchase orders, and then routed for approval without any human intervention. But the benefits of automation extend far beyond just efficiency. Businesses are now able to gain real-time insights into their financial data, identify trends, and make some informed decisions. And with the ability to set up automated reminders, notifications, late payments really become a thing of the past.
Right. And to talk about today's topic, how do you define chaos within the realm of accounts payable management? And what are some common indicators that an organization's AP processes may be in this area?
Yeah, chaos is such a scary word, right, as an accountant. And in the world of AP, you know, chaos really manifests as missed payments. So, you know, or even duplicate invoices, disorganized records, and strained vendor relationships, especially. So signs of AP disarray include, you know, late fees, frequent payment disputes, high error rates, and inconsistent cash flow. So chaos in AP management is akin to a tangled web where efficiency unravels, you know, risking financial stability and tarnishing reputations at the end of the day.
Yeah. And Joey, can you share any examples of specific challenges or pain points that companies often face when attempting to manage their accounts payable effectively?
Yeah. So, you know, manually merging and managing accounts payable poses numerous challenges, right? Including, you know, human error, inefficiency, and high processing costs. So according to, I think it was Ardent Partners, 55% of organizations cited manual processing as their top AP challenge. Automation solutions streamline workflows, reducing processing costs by 80%, errors by 73%. So again, by automating AP, businesses can enhance accuracy, speed, and compliance while freeing up valuable resources for things like strategic tasks.
Right. And any specific examples of how automation that has streamlined the AP process resulted in cost savings and increased efficiency?
Yeah, certainly. I'm glad you asked that. You know, automation accounts and AP has slashed processing times by, I think it was up to 80%, reducing, you know, invoicing process and cost by 29%. You know, automated systems detect errors with, I would say, 99% accuracy, you know, mitigating risks. Companies adopting automation, you know, they pretty much witness just under 70%, 68%, increase in invoice approval speed, leading to significant cost savings, and at the end of the day, improved operational efficiency.
Wow, I mean, 99% accuracy, that's something remarkable.
Yeah.
How has the role of AP professionals evolved with the adoption of automated systems? And what new skill sets are becoming increasingly important in this field?
Yeah, good question. You know, as automation transforms AP, professionals are shifting focus from manual data entry to analytical and strategic roles. So I think it was according to Deloitte, 56% of finance leaders emphasize analytical skills, while 40% prioritize problem-solving abilities. So, you know, adaptability to technology, data interpretation, and process optimization are now vital skill sets in this ever-evolving landscape.
Wow. And what are some key indicators that suggest an organization is ready to transition from manual to automated accounts payable process?
Yeah, you know, when the number of invoices processed per month exceeds, I'd say 500, and error rates surpass, let's say, 5%. And it's a sign that manual AP processes are becoming inefficient, right? So additionally, if AP staff spends over, let's say, 60% of their time on data entry rather than analysis, I'd say automation is overdue. Transitioning can lead to really a 90% reduction in processing costs and probably an 80% decrease in errors at the end of the day.
Wow, you've done a great research on that stats. It's interesting. In what ways does automation enhance accuracy and compliance in AP compared to manual methods?
Yeah, you know, automation in AP boosts accuracy, like I said before, and compliance by eliminating human error, ensuring adherence to regulations. And automated systems validate data, cross-reference invoices, and apply predetermined rules consistently. So, you know, this will reduce the likelihood of mistakes, such as duplicate payments, non-compliant transactions. And moreover, automation provides an audit trail. So facilitating transparency, you know, and simplifying compliance verification process is super important.
Right. What are the main considerations organizations should keep in mind when selecting and implementing an AP automation solution?
Yeah, I'd say organizations should prioritize scalability, most importantly, and then integration capabilities, ease of use when selecting an AP automation solution. So those are the things I always saw most often, implementing a system that seamlessly integrates with existing software infrastructure while offering room for growth ensures long-term efficiency, right? And then additionally, user-friendly interfaces, robust support systems, those can expedite adoption and really maximize the benefits of automation, streamlining financial processes effectively and efficiently.
Right. Now, can we discuss the impact of accounts payable automation on vendor relationships and supplier management strategies?
Yeah, and this is super important too, right? So, AP automation significantly streamlines payment processes, enhancing vendor relationships by ensuring timely payments, right? So according to, I think it was Ardent Partners again, businesses employing automation witness a 43% reduction in processing costs and a 25% increase in early payment discounts, fostering stronger supplier connections. So now that right there, that strategic shift allows organizations to negotiate better terms, optimize cash flow, and really focus on collaborative growth with their suppliers at the end of the day.
Wow. I mean, 43% reduction in processing costs. That's huge.
Yeah.
Interesting. What are some potential pitfalls or challenges organizations might encounter during the transition from manual to automated accounts payable processes? And how can they be mitigated?
Yeah, transitioning from manual to automated accounts payable, processes, you can face hurdles like resistance to change and integration complexities and initial investment concerns, I'd say. But according to, I think it was Deloitte survey, 56% of respondents cited resistance to change as a top barrier. Even I saw that as a top barrier too, in my days. And mitigating by fostering a culture of adaptability, selecting user-friendly solutions, and showcasing the long-term cost and time savings, thereby easing the transition process is really important.
Of course. And how can organizations leverage data analytics and reporting capabilities within automated accounts payable systems to gain valuable insights into spending patterns and optimize financial decision making?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, organizations can harness data analytics. We've talked about in the past in AP automation and systems to uncover spending trends and outliers. By analyzing the invoice data, they can identify areas for cost reduction and negotiate better vendor terms, as I mentioned, and mitigate risks at the end of the day. And reporting capabilities offer real-time visibility into cash flow, enabling agile decision-making. So leveraging those insights really can empower organizations to optimize budgets, streamline processes, and drive strategic financial initiatives effectively and efficiently.
Right. I mean, when we talk about streamlining processes, so we got to talk about KPIs. So what metrics or KPIs should companies track to measure the efficiency and effectiveness of their AP processes? And how can these insights drive continuous improvement efforts?
Yeah. So companies should definitely track metrics like invoice processing time, accuracy of payments, early payment discounts captured, and of course, vendor satisfaction ratings. These insights, they can drive continuous improvement by identifying any kind of bottlenecks, improving cash flow management, optimizing vendor relationships, of course, and then implementing automation solutions to streamline processes further. So, that'll ensure cost savings, as I mentioned, enhances productivity, and really fosters better financial health for the organization at the end of the day.
Wow, that's some good insight from you, Joey.
Yeah.
And I might just have a couple of more questions. Do you have a success story or a case study of a company that successfully transformed its AP operations from chaos to control, highlighting the strategies and tactics that led to their achievements?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up because I had some numbers ready. I'm not going to say the name, but ABC Corp with 25% reduction in processing time, revamped their AP operations by digitizing invoices and implementing automated approval workflows. So at the end of the day, they'll achieve 90% invoicing accuracy and cut late payments by 40%, boosting vendor relationships, leveraging analytics. And they forecasted cash flow with 95% accuracy. So that not only enhances financial planning, which is huge, but that transformation resulted in a 30% cost reduction and really just elevated efficiency at the end of the day, setting a benchmark in an AP management form.
Wow, my God. I mean, 90 cash flow with 95% accuracy is massive, and 30% cost reduction. That's something great. Joey, really, thanks for all this valuable insights. And well, that said, we've reached the end of this episode. We open for questions, if any. So mention those questions in the comments, and I can say those out to Joey, and Joey can address those.
Absolutely.